The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, the 2024 U.S. election is just days away, and the consequences of what happens next could reshape the future, not just for America, but for the entire world. Beneath the political clashes and media frenzy, hidden forces may be pulling the strings, setting the stage for something much bigger. Could this election be the tipping point in a far-reaching agenda, concealed from public view? Our guest tonight, Jay Widener, peels back the layers to reveal what's really at stake. He takes us deep into the covert world of government mind control programs like MKUltra and argues that Stanley Kubrick's films, especially The Shining, were more than cinematic masterpieces. They were encoded messages exposing hidden operations. Widener brings forward disturbing evidence of connections to CIA projects, assassinations, and endings that were never meant to be seen. But that's just the beginning. Jay challenges the very foundation of our understanding, suggesting that we exist within a plasma universe where consciousness and matter are deeply connected. And as we face this election, he claims we're standing on the brink of a monumental shift in human civilization, one that could either set us free or plunge us into deeper control. From free energy breakthroughs to interdimensional communication and the unsettling possibility of a simulated reality, this conversation goes far beyond anything ordinary. Jay Widener is here to reveal a truth far stranger than fiction. What's real, what's hidden, and what lies just beyond the veil of perception? Jay Widener is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. And directly from Southern Colorado, I'd like to welcome Jay Widener back to Veritas. Hello, Jay, and welcome back.
Hey, nice to talk to you again, Mel.
It's every 2 years for some reason. Every 2 years you and I talked. Last time was 2022 after the pandemic. But now we're entering a very, very peculiar phase of our lives. This election that's taking place next week, and I'll tell you before we started, I really don't like to talk politics, but I have to today. I have to, and I follow you on social media. I see what you post. We're on the same boat. We voted on both sides, but this one is a peculiar election. Why do you think that is?
Exactly 4 years ago at this point, I interviewed intelligence agent Danny Estulin. It was a really good interview.
Oh, I know Daniel.
Yeah, and the election hadn't happened yet, just like right now. And I said, so what do you think will happen? And he said something that I'll never forget. He said, if Trump wins, things will just keep going on as they're going. If Biden wins, expect a massive wave of death. I said, what? And he said, yeah, expect a massive wave of death, similar to what happened to the Soviet Union when it collapsed, where half the population literally died of all sorts of different things. And now here, 4 years later, I'm looking back and wow, unbelievable amount of death has occurred since Biden got elected. It started in summer of 2021, got worse in 2022, and slightly less in 2023, but not that much less. And it's still at wartime death rates. And so I just think about that, and I realize how right Danny was in that prediction. And it's much worse than I ever would have dreamed. And so we're moving into a phase now where we're going to have a population collapse. And then it's going to get really interesting when there's not enough workers to do the work that has to be done. And so it was in every single phase, we looked like we're going into a collapse, but we're not. I mean, even if they steal the election, which is highly likely, weird stuff's going to happen. The universe has decided certain things are going to happen, and I think they will happen. And if Trump loses and Kamala becomes the president, she's going to be under a tight group of people that are going to be watching her 24/7. And so I don't think a disaster will happen if she gets elected, but I'm more worried about if Trump wins and the reaction from the left, because the left is, I don't know. I never would have dreamed that I would hear and see the things that I'm hearing and seeing from the left. So my leftist friends seem to have lost their minds, and I don't know what to do about it.
It's not the same Democrat Party that it used to be. I mean, these are the modern day Bolsheviks, in my opinion. But what I see, I'm more concerned not about what's going to happen in the next few days, but what happens after the election, especially, as you said, if Trump wins from November the 5th till January. Many things can happen. We can just, you know, they could do, and they could just release an EMP. It could be a nuclear war. Who knows? But from now until then, they can prevent Trump from taking office, can they?
Well, you know, the thing with the McDonald's suddenly having 10
E.
stores,
coli, yes.
that tells me, wow, we are playing with people who are playing for keeps, and they're willing to do anything. And so I would look for the most outrageous behavior imaginable. And things that we can't predict. They've already probably got them in the pipe, going down the pipe. So I don't know. It's going to be astonishing because they cannot lose. That's the one thing. They cannot lose because they're a criminal ring, a criminal organization. And all the vociferous critics of Trump that seem so over the top and crazy are part of this organization or have been compromised by this criminal organization. And that's what's going on. And they're afraid of being discovered. And so I like to say that when a person's life is on the line, they fight a whole different fight. And that's what we're seeing here. We're all off, oh, democracy, and we're a republic, and we'll vote, and then we'll have a transition of power. And the other side's going, no way. No, that's not going to happen. We got Jeremy Riskin, congressman from Maryland, saying that they're not going to certify the election if he wins. So what's going to happen then? It's one thing I've noticed is that if somebody looks like a creep and acts like a creep, they're probably a creep. And now I kind of see everybody and I see that they're all creeps. And I now know that my deepest suspicions about what they're hiding from us is probably correct.
By the way, a quick parenthesis. You mentioned Daniel Estulin. I'm trying to get a hold of him again because I interviewed years ago, but I've been looking into the Malaysia, the airliner that disappeared. And he did a great analysis years ago. I don't know if you saw it, but he said that these people, Freescale Semiconductors, the technology is what we saw in Terminator 2, that metallic, liquid metallic technology. But what he's saying is that they did not die, because they need those scientists in order for that technology to operate. Are you aware of this?
I know that they needed those scientists. Yeah, it was an extremely valuable group of people that were on that plane.
So if that technology is in existence, why do we even need soldiers?
Well, you know, why do we pay taxes if we're printing our own money? I mean, you know, it's like Reagan did a report back when he was president. I forget the name, The report was named after this top businessman that Reagan hired to do the report. And basically, it was the report was look into the federal government at the spending and the taxation and do an analysis, the top businessman. So they did the report. It came back and they said, none of the money that is taxed by the IRS is used to run the federal government. That was their final conclusion. So then you have to ask yourself, well, then what was it? Where's that money going? And, it's going into secret programs and all sorts of other stuff. And they're 100 years ahead of us right now in technology. But here's the thing. They may be 100 years ahead of us in technology. I'm talking about the cabal. But there are people now poised to release some of this technology for free without patents on the internet, where supposedly you can go to Home Depot and spend $300 and have a free energy device. I don't know. I haven't seen any of the plans yet. But I know that there is a clandestine group within the U.S. military that knows about all this high technology and has decided that they're no longer going to fight the political game because it isn't worth it. They're just going to silently, quietly release all of this amazing technology. And that will change the whole political landscape. And this is true because ideas filter down through four groups. An idea will usually originate with your mystics. And then the idea percolates down into your artists, your filmmakers and musicians and all that, writers. Then it percolates down into the science. And then it percolates, that then forms the politics. So we're at that stage right now where the plasma technologies are going to be outed, and then it's going to change the political landscape so drastically that all of this corruption that we're in right now will just slowly wither away. I think that's the plan.
You mentioned the Grace Commission report for Reagan. So if that's the case, what exactly? Because I've been told, oh, it only pays for the national debt interest. And that doesn't even cover it either. What do we have now? I think one time you and I did an interview and I said, if we go beyond $22 trillion, then forget it. And now we're at what, $35 trillion? When does it stop?
It's going to crash and burn. I don't know how it's going to end. Even the biggest experts that I watch or read can't tell you where this goes, except in utter disaster. They think that they can... One of the reasons that they're releasing some of this exotic technology over the next year is they think that it will jumpstart a whole new economy. And then that economy will then begin to pay off the debt. But remember something that's super important about all this. There's two entities in our country. One is the federal government, which has really limited assets. It only has Washington, D.C., Guam, and Puerto Rico. And then there's the 50 states, the United States. And they're two separate entities. The debt is owed by the federal government. The state of Kansas doesn't owe any of that debt. And Colorado doesn't owe any of that debt. None of the states owe any of that debt. That's owed 100% by the federal government. So the federal government doesn't have any assets, though. I mean, at least if you were like Colorado and you had you were in debt, you could, I don't know, start a mine or, something that could pay back the debt. But there's no assets there in what they own. And so they're in a real bind. And the bind is, how do we pay the debt off when it gets called in and we don't have any more money to pay, which is where we're headed. And I believe the plan is to declare a national emergency, revoke the Constitution, and begin stealing the land and the resources to pay off the national debt.
Well, that's the issue. 28% of the United States is owned by the federal government. So if a country, if we decide to default, and we can't, because that's an act of war, then they would say, well, take half of Colorado, take half of Nevada.
Exactly right. And people don't realize this, but out here in the West, where I am, over the last 25 years, the federal government, I can't remember the department now, Bureau of Land Management, has been buying up all the watersheds. Water is the most valuable thing in Colorado, all right? We stupidly sold our watershed up the mountain from us to the federal government. They now own it, and they can turn off the spigot anytime they want. And this is happening everywhere in the West. They're buying up all of the watershed, all of the streams. Everything is becoming part of the Bureau of Land Management. And this is all part of the plan to own and then be able to control everybody. And I'm sure you know about the, corporation? It's owned by the Central Intelligence. It's called, even the name is part of the game.
You mean BlackRock?
No, not BlackRock. It's a secret corporation that owns it owns 85% of all the stocks and bonds that are out there. In other words, you don't own your stocks and bonds. This company does. It has a funny name that actually is telling you what they're doing. Not like Siege, but something like that. I'll remember it. But this company, you can go look it up on Wikipedia. That's why I want to remember the name. You can look, and Wikipedia admits that they own 85% of the stocks and bonds in the company. And it was started by the CIA, too. The CIA hired a guy to start the corporation, and then they got the law passed, and now they own all the stocks that come through this corporation, and then we're issued it. But they can be called in at any time. There's a new book called The Great Taking, all about this company. I will remember the name here soon. But
it's not InQtel, right?
No, it's one word, and it's a word that means they're going to seize your property. No kidding. It's one word that means the same thing as seizing property. And it's a CIA big joke. And what's her name talks about that, the female economist. She talks about it too. She's looked into it and said that it's true.
Oh, Catherine Austin Fitz.
Yeah. She writes about this company too. Anyway, so what they're going to do is the CIA, FBI, these are all federal agencies, and they're going to declare an emergency, seize everybody's assets, and then begin confiscating the land, the wealthiest land going first. They're already doing it in secret. I mean, let's face it, it's already happening. It's happening in North Carolina. The governor just announced that they're it's probably better if we just buy out your land, you know. You don't want to move back to the homestead. And so this is how they're going to flush people out of the country. That's the plan. Flush everybody out of the country and get them into the smart cities. And they're going to use natural disasters to do it. I hear it'll be fire. In North Carolina, it's hurricanes. In Hawaii, it's fire. Depending on where you are, there'll be different disasters. In California, it'll be earthquakes. That's what's going on. And, how do you prepare for it? You know, what do you do?
Put blue roofs on your roof? Paint your blue, your roof blue, at least for the lasers. But let's unpack all of this, because you mentioned all the names. Obviously, people know about Lahaina. They know about Paradise. A lot of people don't know about Acapulco, Mexico, where the actual government blocked the exits of that town. Once you leave the town, you cannot come back in. They had another hurricane a couple of weeks ago that completely, finally decimated whatever was left behind. But what's up with these coastal areas that they want?
Oh, they're nice places. Everybody wants the United States. Everybody on Earth wants the United States. We're the greatest piece of real estate on Earth. We have three oceans, essentially. We have the greatest river system of any continent on the United States. We have 22,000 miles of rivers, where China has 6,000, Europe has like 5,000. And they're almost all navigable. We've also got a river system, if you think about it, two river systems. One that.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.